Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And the Hilsers General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilsers General Store. Located 7 miles south of Seals Grove and Routes 11 and 15. Go to www.hilserstore.com. Two huge explosions rocked the Boston Marathon finish line at Copley Square just before 3 today. It was at the 4:09:44 mark of the marathon. 4:09:44. I've seen the tape of this. Apparently causing numerous casualties. Some people... Some possible with traumatic injuries on streets crowded with runners, spectators, and post-race partiers. I saw two explosions. The first one was beyond the finish line. I heard a loud bang and I saw smoke rising, said Herald reporter Chris Cassidy, who was running in the marathon. I kept running and I heard behind me a loud bang. It looked like it was in a trash can or something. That was the one in front of Abe and Louie's. Okay, there are people who have been hit with debris, people with bloody foreheads. Okay, people were yelling, "I need my kids, I need my kids." It was horrific, said a man who gave his name as Brian Walker. I saw some horrific wounds. You could literally feel the rush of wind from the explosions. There are at least a dozen that seemed to be injured in some way, Cassidy said. Chris McIntosh, publisher of the Boston Business Journal, who was at the Lenox Hotel, which is near the scene, and I've stayed at the Lenox Hotel before, said it's chaos down here. Two bombs just went off at the finish line within 5 seconds of each other. There must be casualties. Now I'm seeing fire trucks and ambulances race down Boylston Street toward the scene. David O'Neill of Westboro saw glass blown out of a restaurant window on Boylston Street. It was just a really loud explosion, glass and smoke everywhere. We just ran, O'Neill said. He said he found what appeared to be a shotgun pellet in his coat seconds later. Stunned and crying people could be seen walking away from the scene down Beacon Street. Susan Marco was standing with a friend in front of the bar that's nicknamed Whiskey's. Everything was fine, then all of a sudden we heard one explosion, huge. Not seconds later, then there was another one. Everything stopped. She was waiting for her son Daniel to cross the finish line and was looking for him when she spoke to the Herald. Her daughter, Lindsay, was at the finish line and sent a rush text, "Mom, call MS." Marco said it was terrifying, awful. It's not good. It's not good at all. She described a scene of panic, but she said calm took over a minute later and people were orderly as they left the area. At the marathon finish line, City Council President Stephen Murphy said there were that he was 30 to 40 feet away from the two explosions. I heard an explosion and then another one 15 seconds later, Murphy told the Herald. The counselor said he saw people injured and several being taken out in ambulances. I saw a guy coming towards me with blood on his face and was shaken up. MBTA spokesman, that's the Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority, Joe Pesatoro, said subway service has been suspended on the Green Line between Kenmore Square and Park Street. Kenmore Square, by the way, is right next to Fenway Park, just to give you a reference. Runners were being told to move to the Boston Common. People were being instructed to turn off their cell phones as multiple calls began jamming the phone lines. Athletic shoemaker New Balance was in the midst of hosting its marathon viewing party at the Solis Irish Pub at the race's finish line in the base of the Lennox Hotel on Boylston Street when the explosion occurred across the street. "Everyone here's okay," said spokesman Mary Lawton from the Solis. "The building shook, but the hotel staff made people stay inside. We're all safe. You can smell the smoke, and people are now getting carted off. It's really bad. It's right next to the finish line." So that's the story from the Boston Herald as to what's going on. At 20 after the hour, we'll join CBS News for more, obviously, on this breaking story. But that is what's happened today. The Boston Marathon, which began in Hopkinton, 26 miles, 385 yards, finish line has been at Copley Square for many, many years. Many years. And while it's a holiday in Boston, you'd have a heavy, heavy congregation of people there as part of the Patriots Day holiday. Now, it's also remembered, too, you know, there are a lot of things that you start thinking of at a time like this, okay? It is also Tax Day, which is the same day as Patriots Day this year in Boston. So, okay, Boston police right now say there are 22 hurt, two of them are dead. It's been confirmed that two are dead and 22 hurt in Boston as of right now. And there's also been one report of three being dead. But we do, you know, but now they're confirming at least two have been killed. As this occurred in downtown Boston this afternoon, it happened just about 3 o'clock. At the finish line in downtown Boston. You have the Lennox Hotel down there, which is across the street. I know I've stayed in the Lennox before. And then across is the Fairmont at Copley Square. That's in this area as well. The Hancock Center is right there. And the Prudential Center's on the other side of the Mass Pike. When you're going toward the Prudential Center on the Mass Pike, you had a tunnel area. You have two options in the tunnel. You go left to Copley, you go right to Prudential. That's how close they are to one another. You're saying, well, how close is Fenway Park? Well, people would have been out of Fenway Park by this time. The game between the Red Sox and the Rays went extra innings today. But people would have been out of Fenway by then, but they, you know, would they have gone to Copley Square? In all likelihood, no, unless they knew somebody there. They would have been congregating at restaurants and so forth, or maybe trying to work their way home. And especially considering the top finishers in the marathon had already finished the race, which is something to consider as well. So that probably is not going to be much of a factor. The fact that it's the finish line on the Boston Marathon on a traditional day, and as you heard, like, you know, people are waiting for, you know, I mean, I've had friends, I mean, Dr. Doug Aukerman for years. Now he's out at Oregon State now, but Doug would run the Boston Marathon, and he said, I went up and, you know, I supported him one year at the thing because he wanted to, you know, have a friend around the finish line waiting for him. Well, yeah, okay. So, you know, yeah. I remember when Fran Gander's son, John, ran in the Boston Marathon. I've had friends running this thing. I've been up around this thing, and they've redirected other people to the Boston Common area. They've sent buses into the area to get them out of there. Uh, And it's amazing. Of course, the responders have been great. And Commonwealth Avenue, yeah, incredible. Dr. John Furia, by the way, who's been on this show before, did run the Boston Marathon today. He did finish. He finished in 3:39, which meant he would have finished 3 hours. He would have finished 30 minutes and 44 seconds before the bomb blast. Because the bomb blast on the clock, because there's a clock at the line, the bomb blast on the clock happened at 4:09:44. So Dr. John Furia would have finished 30 minutes and 44 seconds before the blast. We are trying to reach him right now. And, of course, John has been on our show before talking about medical issues.
And Steve, there
again. He would have finished 30 minutes and 44 seconds before the blast.
And, Steve, there are several people from our area that are listed as finishing in the race here. Five from Lewisburg, a couple from Selins Grove, from Danville as well. So, again, our thoughts and prayers with those folks, making sure they're okay, as well as everybody else that has been spectating and running in the marathon today.
Yeah. So... And, here's the other part, too. The other topic I was going to talk about today was what Jackie Robinson did for this country on this day, 66 years ago. You'll notice everybody's wearing 42 today, and after what happened today in Boston. But, so if we get any information on locals that have been running near it, timing's everything. But according to the web, Dr. John finished at 3:39 in terms of 3 hours and 39 minutes. So in other words, he finished 30 minutes and 44 seconds before the bomb went off. The first one. There were two of them spread out by maybe anywhere from 5 to 15 seconds, according to witnesses.
Again, if you would like to see live coverage from CBS News, it is available. Just go to stevejonesshow.com or wkok.com. You can link up to the CBS News ongoing coverage, video coverage, again, for those of you at work or maybe on your handheld device or mobile device. It's an easy way to catch up on what's going on as well.
We're going to be getting an update from CBS News 60 seconds from now to keep everybody up to date on what's been going on. In Boston, again, the explosions happened about an hour and 19 minutes ago at the finish line at Copley Square. There were two explosions. There's been reports of a third, but they think that may have been a controlled explosion. At least 23 hurt now. Two are now said to be dead. Two confirmed dead and 23 at minimum said to be injured right now from what appears to be IEDs at the finish line of the Boston Marathon at Copley Square in downtown Boston. We'll be getting an update from CBS News just moments away from now as they get you up to date on everything that's happened, including the response that's been happening in Boston.
CBS News special report. I'm Howard Arenstein. Two explosions tore into a crowd of runners and spectators at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Police say two people were killed, at least 23 were injured. No indication of the cause of the blasts. Kate Maddox was there when they went off.
The runner we were waiting on was actually in the medical tent at the time of the explosion, so we were about 75 feet away. And what happened was we saw the first explosion followed almost immediately by the second and had no idea what was going on.
CBS's Kylie Atwood was on the scene.
I was standing there right where the explosion happened, in between the two of them. And I looked down to my left, and we heard a loud noise go off that almost seemed like it was a noise of celebration. And then we looked over and saw that there was smoke filled in the air, and it started kind of smelling like sulfur, and people were running.
WBZ Radio's Lana Jones saw some of the injured.
The injuries run the gamut. There are people that look shot, perhaps a little bit bloodied, but are getting out of the ambulances on their own. There are others who appear to be unconscious and appear to be very severely injured.
Mass chaos, bloody injuries at the end of the Boston Marathon. Ted Betancourt was a witness.
Some fell, some kind of backed up. A lot of people ducked. And everyone just started screaming and running.
The AP says two more explosive devices have been found and are being dismantled. CBS News Special Report. I'm Howard Ehrenstein.
That means four. There are four explosive devices, two that went off, two others that have been found. At least two dead. There are reports of more, but we'll wait for confirmation from Boston. Mass General was treating at least 10 people, unfortunately, with amputated limbs. All operating rooms were on hold at Mass General. They say the first explosion occurred in the lobby of the Fairmont Hotel. There were two bombs that exploded near the finish line. They're working with law enforcement to understand exactly what happened. Authorities in Boston found a third device that had not gone off, and police performed a controlled explosion on that. They have evidently now found a fourth one. They're going to do a controlled explosion of that one. So, this is planned out. It is complicated. And it is murder. By, obviously, someone extremely sick or individuals who are extremely sick. These are all innocent people trying to enjoy what is a fun event. You get on what is supposed to be a holiday. At 4:31, we'll get another update from CBS News on what happened in Boston today. The area that this happened in downtown Boston, I think the landmark everyone would be familiar with, the landmarks would be, if you look in Boston, the two tallest buildings in Boston are very close to one another. One is the Prudential Center. The other one is the John Hancock Building. Fenway Park is the other landmark. Fenway Park is a good 6-7 blocks away from where this happened. The game between the Red Sox and the Rays had gone extra innings today, but was over when this happened. For the most part, the pattern of most people when they go to the ball game is that they may go out to Commonwealth Avenue, which is very close to Fenway. It's just, you go out the left field wall, you go past Kenmore Square, and in the Commonwealth Avenue is right there. And that's where people would go and maybe watch what's going on. They don't usually go down to Copley Square because there's so many people down there. So that's why you're not going to get the Fenway crowd of 37,000 today. They are not going to go to Copley. They're going to go get their car, park, and leave, or else they're going to go out and glance at what's going on quickly or what's going on in Commonwealth. So that probably does not factor into this. When you look out from Fenway Park, okay, home plate looking out, the Prudential Center is on your right. The John Hancock Building is on your left. They're on each side of the Mass Turnpike. And the Mass Turnpike runs right behind the left field wall at Fenway Park. So when you look out, Prue Center's on the right, Hancock Building's on the left. The explosions would have been on the left-hand side of the Turnpike because next to the John Hancock Building is the Fairmont Hotel. That's where they're saying one of the explosions happened. Across the street from the Fairmont is the Lenox. Okay? Okay, the Lenox had people in it. Nothing happened. The Lenox shook, but everyone was advised to stay in and that everybody inside the Lenox was safe. It's the people in the streets, and I've seen the explosion, the video of what happened with the explosion. It's horrific. And it's a bit, I mean, it's a big explosion. The second one, I have not seen any video of the second one, but it was timed 5 to 15 seconds apart. But what is scary now, beyond this, is that they found two other bombs. And there's a report of a fire right now at the JFK Library. Now, the JFK Library is not near here, is not near there. Okay, the JFK Library is out near the harbor area, okay? Now, they're saying the fire at the JFK Library is unrelated to the explosions. They say it's just a fire at the JFK Library, not an explosion. The JFK Library is very much separated. You have to really get just outside of the city before you get to the JFK Library. But there was, you know, so if you've heard reports that there's a fire at the JFK Library in Boston, it is true, but they say it is unrelated to the explosions in downtown. But what's frightening, though, is that you've had the two explosions and that they found two other bombs. Are there more out there? And that's what has people, I mean, scrambling to get out of the city, obviously, at this point. And it's not an easy city, quote, to get out of. I mean, you have to know your way around that place to get out of there. Some cities are easy to drive in because they're set up in grids. Chicago, Manhattan is very easy to drive in my opinion. Manhattan is very easy to drive in. Chicago is very easy to drive in because the streets are numbered and everything is blocked. In Boston, it's an old city. And unless you know it, and I'm fortunate I know it because I've driven in there so many times for a wide variety of reasons, so I have no trouble getting around. But to a layman trying to get around there, it's not easy because it is not really squared off, and it's not a numbered city. You're not on 5th Avenue, 6th Avenue, 8th Avenue. No. You're on Stewart Street, Boylston Street, Fremont Street, Huntington Avenue. That's how it's set up. So to people coming into town for the Boston Marathon that may not know their way around, it's hard to get out. I can imagine Sturrow Drive is gridlocked right now with people trying to exit the city, especially with the fact that they're not sure this is over yet. And there are multiple casualties. Right now they have confirmed two are dead, but unfortunately that's not the end of the story. There are actually other reports that there may be more. But we'll wait on that to make sure that's confirmed. But right now, two dead, 23 injured. That happens to be the official number right now. Mass General, all the operating rooms at Mass General being blocked out for what has happened in downtown today. It's a very tight area. Where Copley Square is very tight in that area because Boston is a tight city. Now, you do not have a lot of wide streets in Boston. There's some here and there. Huntington Avenue is decent in width. Tremont is decent in width. Sturrow Drive, obviously, is. Charles Gate is as well. But a lot of the streets, because it's an old city, are very, very tight. And I think that whomever set this off thought they could do extreme damage because of how tight that area is and the type of crowd that was there at the time. CBS News coming up at the bottom of the hour will get us up to date on everything that is happening in Boston with the latest information. We do know that local people, of course, have run in the Boston Marathon today.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say, Steve. We know of right now unofficially 9 from our region that have been reported as either in the marathon or have finished the Boston Marathon. And hopefully we can get word a little further on maybe from them on what they saw in the future here, future newscasts as well.
4:09:44 is on the clock. 4:09:44 was on the clock when the explosion at the Fairmont Hotel occurred. So if you're looking up on a web to see about finishers, especially locally, that's the key time. It's 4:09:44. All right, we head to the bottom of the hour. Today's show is brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. It's been a heavy news day, a shocking news day. We're about to go to CBS News for the latest on what happened at the finish line of the Boston Marathon at Copley Square in Boston. CBS News with an update and all the latest information right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News special report. I'm Harley Carnes. Explosions at the Boston Marathon, two of them within seconds. Boston police say there are two dead, at least two dozen injured. Alex is a nurse at a first aid tent, quickly transformed into a trauma tent.
There were a few that didn't, unfortunately, make it, and we do have those people here in the tent.
CBS's Kylie Atwood was near the explosion.
We could see that a lot of storefronts, the glass was shattered. There was one policeman carrying a small boy who looks like he was hurt. And there were two women that I saw on the ground who were clearly bleeding. And there was blood in a lot of the streets.
Here's a witness.
15 feet away, 20 feet, and, you know, a bomb went off and it knocked me to the ground.
There are reports of other explosive devices being found and safely detonated, unconfirmed. CBS News special report. I'm Harley Carnes.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Even when they grow up, your kids can still surprise you. My son calls to tell me he bought his first new car, picked the make, model, and dealer all by himself, and negotiated his own deal. But when it came to insuring his new ride, he wanted Dad's advice. I told him one word, Selective. They've always done right by me. It's nice to know you're still needed.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, two explosions have occurred at the Boston Marathon finish line at Copley Square. The race was diverted before then being halted, and police and fire crews swept the area. Two more devices have been found and deactivated. As of right now, two people are dead, 23 are injured. Okay, police are getting multiple reports of unexploded devices around the city. One was reported, an unexploded device at the glass footbridge over Huntington Avenue near Copley Place. Another suspicious package has been reported at the Harvard MBTA station. That's the Mass Bay Transit Authority. The first bomb was found, or the first one exploded, at 671 Boylston Street. The second one occurred in the 500 block of Boylston Street. This is just before the marathon finish line, right in that area. Then an unexploded device was found at 600 Boylston Street. So at 600 Boylston Street, they found an unexploded device past the finish line. Right next to the finish line, the first explosion at 671 Boylston. And then the other one was actually right at the, looks like 700 level of Boylston Street. And that's what they have so far. And so that's what's going on with the bombs that went off. So there's going to be a press conference in 15 minutes at the Westin Hotel on what's going on. Now, there are suspicious packages that they're finding. But again, one suspicious package was reported into the Harvard MBTA station. The other was an unexploded device that was found on the glass footbridge over Huntington Avenue near Copley Place. And right now, two confirmed dead and 23 confirmed injured. The fear is that it goes higher. The two dead, by the way, are still in the Marathon medical tent. They were not taken to the hospital and passed away. They died, unfortunately, at the scene. Mass General has now received 19, six said to be critically injured with what happened. Now, there's been a fire at the JFK Library in Dorchester, but that is unrelated. Okay, that's unrelated. The fire at the JFK Library in Dorchester, which is just south of the city, not related at all. Just turned out it happened. And, of course, here we are. 6 years after Virginia Tech, at the same time. The police commissioner in Boston is Ed Davis. He's going to be giving a briefing at 4:45. But again, two more explosive devices were found at the Boston Marathon, and right now they're being dismantled. And what is just an absolutely horrific scene in downtown Boston. Again, the landmarks that we've talked about, Fenway Park's about six, seven blocks away from this. When you look out from home plate, you look over the left field wall at Fenway, you see the Citgo sign on the left. When you look out, you see the Prudential Center's on the right. The John Hancock Building is on the left. They're the two tallest buildings in Boston, the two tallest structures. The Mass Turnpike runs in between the two. It's tunneled through there, by the way. It's tunneled through there. So when I say the Mass Pike runs between the two, the Mass Pike's underground. All right? So on one side, the right side of the Mass Pike is the Prue Center. The left side is the Hancock Tower. All right? And that's what, you know, that's when you look out, that's what you see. And the Lenox Hotel, as I mentioned, I've stayed at the Lenox Hotel before. That was literally across the street from where this happened. Nobody in the Lenox was hurt in all of this. But they know of right now two explosions and two unexploded bombs that they are now doing controlled explosions. They're doing controlled. I think one's already happened. They've done that one. Washington, D.C. has been placed on heightened state of alert. Pennsylvania Avenue is shut down. New York and London also on alert. London, by the way, is hosting a marathon coming up. In Brookline, Brookline police, by the way, the Boston Marathon route has been completely cleared. And they took whatever runners were on the course at that time to Brookline High School. Brookline is on the southern side of the city. Aubon Penn, which is on Stewart Street, and at Dartmouth Street, they've evacuated there. Boston police and the FBI say there were no threats of an attack of the marathon ahead of time. None whatsoever. And right now, here's the problem, of course, that you deal with this time. You try to take these things slowly as time goes along, because you want to make sure that whatever information you pass along is confirmed information. Because there's a lot of rampant speculation right now as to how many people are dead. There's rampant speculation as to how many people are injured. There's also rampant speculation that they may have caught somebody. That's all speculation at this time. That's why when the police commissioner, Ed Davis, holds his press briefing, they'll at least have a confirmation from him that is accurate. It is confirmed, though. It is confirmed that two are dead, and the two dead are in the medical tent near the finish line of the Boston Marathon, that 23 are injured. They say 19, by the way, were taken to Mass General Hospital. And that at least one, possibly two, unexploded devices have been found. There are also suspicious packages they're looking at as well. Such as the one at the Harvard MBTA station. And also the glass bridge they're looking at that goes over Huntington Avenue. For me, obviously, it's an area I know very, very well. And you're saying, when's the last time you were in that area? I was in that area literally 2 months ago. And that's the last time I was on Boylston Street in that area. It was 2 months ago. My son and I went to a ball game at Fenway, and then he and I walked down these very streets because we wanted to get a bite to eat before I had a speaking engagement. We wanted to do something fun. That's why we walked down to that area, and the speaking engagement actually was down in that area. So when I say I know it very well, yeah, I do. And when's the last time I drove on Boylston Street, went by the Lenox Hotel? 2 months ago. But they've confirmed two dead, 23 injured. It's a horrific scene. It's also a complicated investigation. And our prayers are with each and every one of the victims and each and every one of the friends and families at this time.
And
as what is supposed to be a joyous day is turned into a living hell.
And as we mentioned earlier, there are several runners from our area, about eight or so running from our area that have made the trip to Boston and have finished the race, according to the marathon website. And we're trying to reach some of those folks at this time to check in with them.
And again, these happen right. It's right at the finish line. I mean, like just before the finish line. So if they went past the finish line, based on the map I've seen here, the one unexploded device that was confirmed at 671 Boylston, that's past the finish line. That's the unexploded one. The exploded ones are just before the finish line and a little bit further before the finish line. So if they've passed, they would be through that area. Just so you know, based on the mapping I've seen as to where they say the explosions occurred, courtesy of the Boston Globe. So I'm trying to put some people at ease right now, especially when it comes to local people that have finished. And we told you about the JFK library fire in Dorchester, just south of the city. That it is a fire. They've closed the library, and it is unrelated to anything that has happened. But Washington is on high alert. Pennsylvania Avenue is closed. Times Square is on high alert. London is on high alert. Because no one knows the extent of what happened with the IEDs today in Boston. And there are, again, any suspicious package is being looked at in Boston at this time. We're about a minute away from a CBS News update that will get you up to date on everything that's going on. Our show today is brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Of course, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, Hilscher's General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on routes 11 and 15. At least two dead, 23 injured in the incidents that happened in downtown Boston today at the Boston Marathon. It happened right about 3 o'clock this afternoon. It happened at the 409:44 mark on the clock. I only say that so that those of you looking up loved ones on the website as to where they finished in the marathon, 409:44 is when the blast occurred. So, once again, a special report coming up from CBS News in just a few moments, and we'll be joining CBS News in Boston
CBS
for
News
an update.
Report. I'm Howard Arenstein. Two people killed, at least 23 injured in two explosions at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. This man was there when it happened.
I just walked away 15 feet away, 20 feet, and, you know, a bomb went off and it knocked me to the ground. And then, you know, everybody started running.
Federal officials tell CBS News two bombs exploded inside of trash cans. A third unexploded device was recovered safely. Law enforcement correspondent Bob Orr.
We have no idea if they were devices, what they were made of, or how large they were. We've seen the videotape, and it's very hard to judge from the videotape, but it seems to be consistent with a relatively small type of explosive that could be easily hidden in a trash canister, perhaps in a backpack.
Lisa Hughes of WBZ-TV witnessed the destruction.
It was the initial explosion with the glass shooting out from the business, and that deafening boom that I just talked to a gentleman threw him to his feet. And then the few seconds where it's registering that something horrible has happened, and then the second blast went off.
This volunteer nurse treated some of the injured.
Some of them were very profound. One woman had lost her leg, lots of bleeding. Some children were involved as well. And we took care of the ones that we could and got them into the ambulances as soon as possible.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Howard Arenstein.
Howard, thank you very much. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. A horrific day that words cannot describe as to the carnage that has happened in Boston today at the finish line of the Boston Marathon at Copley Square. Two bombs have gone off. Evidently, two others unexploded have been found. At least one has been detonated in a controlled detonation. It happened at the 409:44 mark of the Boston Marathon. I say that as a reference point for those who had loved ones running in the race, and they list the finishers on the website of the Boston Marathon. The way it was set up in terms of where the bombs went off, one went off about the 700 block of Boylston. The other one, maybe a little bit further down in the maybe 720, 740 area. That was the second one that went off. The first went off at the 671 mark, which is just before the finish line, like right there just before it. And then the unexploded one was found in the 600 block, which is past the finish line. So if you're looking to make sure about times of loved ones and so forth, 409:44 was the time of the mark that the bombs went off. There was a fire at the JFK Library, which is south of the city in Dorchester. And that is unrelated to what happened. It was just a fire. They had to close the JFK Library, so that is not related. There have been two confirmed dead. Yeah, that's confirmed right now. Two confirmed dead. They're in the tent at the scene. They were not transported to the hospital, so the obvious, they never had a chance. 19 have been transported so far to Mass General. Through all of this, Commissioner Ed Davis says the blast at the JFK Library was announced as an unrelated electrical explosion, was actually an explosion that now actually could be related to that in Boylston Street. How about that?
Say that one more time, Steve. The police commissioner in Boston, Ed Davis,
says the blast at the JFK Library, which was announced as an unrelated electrical explosion, was actually an explosion that could be related to the explosions on Boylston Street. Davis said there were a number of items dropped along the race route by spectators. They're all being treated as suspicious devices. He says, we do not have a total number of casualties right now. There are no known injuries in the JFK incident. Davis said there was an explosion on Boylston Street that with the Boston Police Department purposely detonated. So that's one. That's the one that they found at 600. There were no warnings whatsoever that this was going to happen. They're the Boston police asking people not to congregate in large crowds. So again, two of the explosions occurred on Boylston Street, the third at the JFK Library. So that's a big change. They're asking people to remain calm. It's difficult to do so. But CBS News has all of this at the top of the hour. We thank you for joining us today.